What's up, people? Another episode of Just for Sports. Jamoke Davis here with you. And it's really now. It is March Madness. And I will get to my bracket. I'm going to go through my whole bracket for you in a couple of minutes. But I got a few things I want to get off my chest here related to other sports news. I'm not going to do a lot on it. I'm going to start with NFL. And I love what the Steelers did. I really do. I love the signing of Justin Fields. I like the signing of Justin Fields even more so than Russell Wilson. And I love the Russell Wilson pickup because I felt like the Steelers needed a change. Look, I love Kenny Pickett. Went to University of Pittsburgh. I wanted him to be successful here. There were definitely some things that I would read about, you know, that he had to squash from last year. Like he was kind of upset that Mason Rudolph was starting over him when he felt like he was healthy. And he said that's not how it went. But there was obviously something there. My bigger concern was his health. The number of concussions that he's had in his first 2 years in the league. I just was worried about him. And I just didn't know about longevity if he could even make it in this league. And obviously, well, I mean, if you're Kenny Pickett, you're not going to come out and say, yeah, I'm really, I can barely see straight. One more hit and I'm done. No, you're never going to say that. So I get that too. But that was my biggest worry. And I think Kenny Pickett got a little relaxed and, you know, was I always talk about the fine line between confidence and arrogance. And I worry that he leaned a little bit too much in the arrogance of like, yeah, I'm the starter here. It's all about me. He got caught up in that. And I feel like even when he says now in his press conference with the Eagles, how he's confident, how he handled it, there were some things that were behind closed doors, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm happy for him. He grew up in New Jersey. He was an Eagles fan growing up. I mean, any player that gets to do that, I'm happy for them. And I wish him the best. But I really was like, oh, this could be really good for him. He gets to have Russell Wilson come in. Russell Wilson's going to start because Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. If you're Kenny Pickett, I can learn from him. I can take not so much a year off, but a year to learn from him. And then become the starter, a la Patrick Mahomes. Not saying that Kenny Pickett is on a level with Patrick Mahomes, but we know what happened with Alex Smith, right? Whether he liked him or not, because there was obviously some animosity, we know how Aaron Rodgers learned from Brett Favre. We know that Jordan Love learned from Aaron Rodgers. Now Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. This was a one-year deal for Russell Wilson. If you were Kenny Pickett, you could have said, you know what? I'm going to learn this year from him. I'm going to compete for the job. If I'm not the starter, I'm going to soak in all the knowledge I can get from Russell because I know I'm going to be better by the end of this year, no matter what. And yeah, maybe by then Mike Tomlin's like, you know what, Kenny? I've seen a lot of progress out of you. Russell, thank you for your time. Thank you for helping us. You know, you played your 1 year here. We're going to go on ahead and go back to Kenny. But instead, it didn't work out that way. And so now, Justin Fields gets to benefit the same way that Kenny Pickett could have. Except for, I think if you ask most people who you would want as your starter, Kenny Pickett or Justin Fields, I feel like 70% would say Justin Fields. 30 would say Kenny Pickett. And so now you get Russell Wilson, who can be your starter tomorrow, you get Justin Fields, who can learn from Russell Wilson. You don't want anybody to get injured, but you don't even know. There's no guarantee that Russell Wilson's going to make it the whole season. And now you got Justin Fields in a division that's got Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Joe Burrow. You needed an upgrade at quarterback. You needed an upgrade at quarterback. And I think the Steelers had the best free agency of anyone in the NFL. The way they turned around and ended up with two QBs instead of one. Because let's face it, the QB is the most important position. It really is. You see it in the way that the Kansas City Chiefs won back-to-back Super Bowls. There are so many times like, oh, I don't know about Patrick Mahomes this time. And he comes right back and does it again. Now, I'm not saying again that Russell Wilson or Justin Fields are Patrick Mahomes. But I do think the quarterbacks they have now are an upgrade from Kenny Pickett. And really, Kenny Pickett. You know, I feel like Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph were not going to be it. And so now you got two quarterbacks and on the cheap. Two quarterbacks on the cheap. And I think that's a win-win for them. And hopefully Pickett is happy as well. Washington, on the other hand. Boy. I'm happy. I would say the one thing for me that I really, really was hoping would work out better for Washington is really about what they do in the draft. I get it. They sent Sam Howell to the Seahawks. There's no quarterback controversy. Whomever is coming in here will be that guy. I hope it can be Caleb Williams coming home. I really do. I know they signed Marcus Mariota and they have Jake Fromm on the roster, but we know realistically what it's going to be. And you want the hometown guy, Caleb Williams. I mean, heck, I don't know. Chicago may take him. Now they're definitely going to take a quarterback. They traded away Justin Fields to the Steelers. Maybe they're going to go Jaden McDaniels. I mean, maybe. Maybe you get lucky and Caleb Williams falls. Outside of the two teams that I really root for, and I do think that the Steelers had, you know, one of the best free agencies. Realistically, I got to hand it to the Falcons. I mean, the Falcons will like that in Kirk Cousins. They will. I think that in that division, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Atlanta can make some noise now that they have a quarterback, a real quarterback that can, you know, you're confident that you can win some games with Kirk Cousins. With Desmond Ridder, I wasn't so sure. Okay, I've covered all the quarterbacks. The other move that I like and didn't like, the Steelers trade away Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson, not this season, but last season, had the most drops of any wide receiver in the National Football League, if I remember correctly, is all right. I think that, you know, Steelers got some work to do. Hopefully they'll get Tyler Boyd. Maybe one other wide receiver. I like that Washington, they sign a old vet, if you will, in Bobby Wagner at linebacker. Maybe he's on the older side. The Washington is famous for that. Famous for signing players when it's like, that's kind of on the, he may be done. But, you know, it remains to be seen. Maybe it'll work out for him. I don't know if it was worth it. I don't know if it is. I really don't. I don't know if it was worth it. We'll see. Maybe good to have a veteran presence. I'll give you that. Ravens signed Derrick Henry. I like that. Derrick Henry gets a new, you know, new scenery, new team. I think that's a good look for them. That was a really good move, I think. The Chiefs get to keep defensive tackle Chris Jones. Back to the Commanders. They sign Austin Eckler. A couple people were making fun of that signing. Like, oh, whatever. My brother, really who it is. Because as he's an Eagles fan, he's all excited. Because the Eagles... What... Look... If I'm the Eagles, would I have signed Saquon? I'm sorry, excuse me. If I was Washington, would I be mad that Saquon Barkley signed with Washington? Maybe a little bit. Because I don't want a team from a team that I am competitive against. And that was the Giants. So now Saquon Barkley's on the Eagles from the Giants. I don't know. No. I like Austin Eckler. I think he will have the better season in my mind. I think he will. And, little nice little, not a wager, but a nice little bet with my youngest brother, whoever has a better season between Barkley and Eckler, the other one has to wear the jersey of the other team. All right? So I'm good with that. We'll see how that goes. Oh, I did forget about Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Bucks. Is that really a deal? I don't know. It was a down market in my mind. I don't know about that for $100 million. It's all right. It's all right. And I'm all right with where Washington is. I'm excited that they had a number two pick, and I hope that they get to get Caleb Williams. That's what I've been saying. If I could show you all my texts and stuff from a year ago, I was like, yo, Caleb Williams, that's who they got to get. Let's hope they can get him. And I hope so. I hope it works out. I really do. All right. I know I said I was going to get everybody my picks. A little bit of NBA talk. That's a little bit. Just a little bit. I see what I thought was parity earlier in the season. I just feel like it's going to be Denver versus the Celtics in the NBA Finals. And if everybody's healthy on the Celtics, I think the Celtics are winning the championship. Milwaukee has an outside shot. But I think that they're a little flawed in their defense. Cleveland Cavaliers are a fun team to watch. But again, the philosophy of your best player being the point guard. And I know Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell in some ways kind of share it. I just don't think you go anywhere. You're not going to advance past Boston. You're not. And that's the bottom line. It's not even against these other teams. The Knicks. All right, Jalen Brunson. But that's like it. You just got Jalen Brunson. That's it. Orlando, they're coming up. 8-2 in their last 10. They're surging. They're a young team. Paolo Banchero is going to be a beast very soon. This year is not his year. Sixers. Nope, not unless Embiid comes back. I don't see it. And I don't think he comes back 100%. And even if he does, boy, I mean, they've had some really good games against Boston, but I just don't know if he's going to be there. I really don't. Pacers, I really like the Pacers. They could be my dark horse, if you will, but that's about it. I mean, they're 5-5 in their last 10. They're slipping. They really are slipping. They're only one game over 500 on the road. I don't buy it. Western Conference is a little more difficult. I like Oklahoma City, but I think they're too young. I liked Minnesota, but I think they need a cat. Denver, you know what you got. They're really good. They're just really good. 8-2 in their last 10. They're surging. I think by the time this is done, I mean, their percentage points, 10 percentage points from first place, they will be the best team in the West. The Clippers are having an identity crisis with all of those vets on the team. Come on. Y'all are just, I feel like they're just making excuses. Your four top players are all from L.A. Y'all might be having too much fun out there. Y'all just can't get it together. Yeah, I know Russell Westbrook got hurt, and I think that hurts you too. But don't say you have an identity crisis. Just go ball. I just don't think they have it. Pelicans, I love the Pelicans. I really do. They could be a dark horse. The West is so much stronger than the East in reality. Phoenix Suns, if they can get healthy, they could make a run. I mean, if you want to talk about stars, I do think, okay, Denver only has two, right? In Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Phoenix Suns has three in Beal, Booker, and Durant. So I mean, it's weird to call them a sleeper. At the beginning of the season, I said they were my favorite to get to the finals. So can they be the sleeper? I think they're more of a sleeper than the Pelicans. But I think if you had to say what team has a second best chance of getting there, if they can stay healthy, I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns. Lakers? Nope. Warriors? Nope. Although I know the league would want them to. Last hurrah. I mean, you almost feel like that's why they came up with the play-in tournament. It's almost like they knew, oh, shoot, we're going to lose Golden State and the Lakers. LeBron and Steph, they're on the older side. Let's make up something to keep them alive. This play-in tournament. I mean, I'm half joking here, but I mean, what is this play-in tournament? The top six seeds play for the championship. That should be it. That should be it. Speaking of play-in tournaments, I finally now get to the NCAA tournament. I'm going to address the teams that are, oh, they're so sad. I get it. I get it. I know you're bummed, and that includes my Pitt Panthers. I wish they were playing in the NIT. I don't claim to know anything behind the scenes of why they said they don't want to do it. I know there was a tweet, Jay Billis said Pitt should be in, and they were like, yeah, we should be in. And then they said, well, when we're not in, we're not going into NIT. I know that Tom Crean was very critical of these teams, including St. John's, who said, yeah, we're not going to play in the NIT. We're just going to decline that invitation because we didn't make it to the big dance. I mean, realistically, yeah. Oklahoma said no. It's got to hurt Pitt that Duquesne is in it in the local area and they're not. But you could say, like some people are going to say, win more games. You won two or three more games. Pitt was in the ACC final against North Carolina. Maybe. I think what hurt the University of Pittsburgh is the fact that NC State won the ACC, but then also NC State, who had an almost identical record to Pitt. They won it all, and they're in. So when I was watching the selection show, there were five teams that should not have won their tournament that won their tournament, which meant that there were more at-large bids. There were more at-large bids, unfortunately. And that hurt Pitt. That win at Duke, I thought it would help propel them. I thought the way they played toward the end of the season would kind of eke them into the tournament. But they needed to beat North Carolina, and they couldn't do it. And when they lost that game, I just felt it in my heart, like they're not going to get in. But I did not think that they would decline the NIT. And I think for some teams, they might be scared. Like, oh, shoot, we didn't get to NCAA. And so you're like, oh, man, we were robbed. You know, we should have gotten in. But then if you don't win the NIT, it's like you proved the NCAA right. Well, if you won the NIT, then I'd be like, okay, maybe you were that 65th team. But if not, then you're like, okay, well, so to that end, hey, NBA is doing the play-in tournament. Why not open the field up? Right? I say still keep it at 64, but expand it to have more games on Tuesday. Let's have all of the 16s, all of the 15s, and all of the 14s play. Heck, maybe the 13s. They all play that one game to get into the tournament. I say do that. That way some of these teams get in. Now, of course, the teams that don't make it into the play-in NCAA tournament will complain about that too. You're right. But that's what I say to do. That's the way I would think about expansion. 16, 15, 14, 13. Make them all Tuesday games and Wednesday games going into the Thursday and Friday games. I think that solves it. Can't make everybody happy. Now, I know I'm not going to make everybody happy with my bracket, but I'm going to do my gut check pick bracket. This isn't my official bracket, right? This is my gut check pick because I got to do some homework before I'll come out with my bracket on Thursday. I may do a show on Thursday. Probably do a show on Thursday. But here we go. I'm going to go down the list starting in the East. I got Connecticut, Northwestern, UAB, Auburn, I'm going to say Duquesne. Boy, that's a stretch one there. Illinois, Drake, and Iowa State. I'll finish out that bracket. I'm going to take Iowa State, Illinois, Auburn, and Connecticut. Then I'm going to take Connecticut and Illinois, and then I'll come back to Final Four. In the South, I've got Houston, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Duke, NC State, they're on a roll, Kentucky, I'm going Florida, and then Marquette. Then from here, I've got, see, the funny thing is, I got Florida, but Florida lost, man, Florida's not healthy, but neither is Marquette. I'm going to go with Marquette. The way Florida got blown out. I mean, you could say Florida is going to lose in the next round, too. I'm going to hold off on that. Kentucky versus NC State. I'm going to take Kentucky. But no, I'm going to go with NC State. That's going to be my first upset. Now, this isn't an upset, but I'm going to take Wisconsin over Duke. Houston over Texas A&M. Then I'm going with Houston. And I'm riding the ACC wave. I'm going to go with NC State. Gut check picks. In the Midwest, I got Purdue. I've got TCU. Jamie Dixon, still in the tournament, always. Gonzaga. Kansas. Oregon over South Carolina, Creighton, Texas, and Tennessee. Then I got Tennessee, Creighton. Oh, wait, was it? Ooh, maybe I was wrong. No, Did Creighton lose their top, one of their good players? See, gut check. I'm going my gut check. I don't remember everything. I'm going to take, I'm going to take Kansas. I'm not riding that Gonzaga stuff. And I'm taking Purdue. Then I'm going to take Kansas to beat Purdue. And then Tennessee and Kansas. It's not all chalk, but it's not number ones either. Now I'm going to the West. I got Arizona, Nevada over Dayton. I got Baylor, New Mexico over Clemson, Alabama. Ooh, St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. I'm going to take St. Mary's. I'm going to take Michigan State over Mississippi State. And I'm going to take North Carolina. Then I got North Carolina over Michigan State. I got St. Mary's over Alabama. Boy, New Mexico, Baylor. I'm going to take Baylor and then Arizona. And then I got Arizona and North Carolina. Now, let's stay with the West. North Carolina versus Arizona, I'm taking Arizona. Kansas versus Tennessee, I'm taking Tennessee. Tennessee. Then I got Houston versus NC State. I'm taking Houston. Connecticut, Illinois. I'm going with Connecticut. Now, everybody's taking Connecticut. And that makes it difficult. But I think Connecticut's run ends with Arizona. I'm taking Arizona against Houston for the national championship. And I've got Houston winning it all. So there you go. Final four, Connecticut, Arizona, Houston, Tennessee. Then I got Arizona and Houston advancing and Houston to win it all. And that's my gut check picks. Now, like I said, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to make some adjustments and come up with my final. I'll have it on Thursday. But that'll do it for Just for Sport. I'm Jamoke Davis. May talk a little baseball next time. Ciao for now.